What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mr. Rivero. A few years back on the alternative media, we were hearing about all of these huge internment camps. And one of the main champions of this internment camp was Alex Jones. And everywhere was popping up an internment camp here for 30,000, a camp there for 40,000, et cetera, et cetera. So my question is, if these camps or internment, what have you, are really real, why are we not sticking all of these border jumpers into those camps? And I'll listen to you on the air.
Well, I think you raise a very good point. Did those so-called FEMA camps ever actually exist, or was it just more scare talk? But if they do exist, then you're absolutely right. They should be used to be collecting the illegal immigrants, the border jumpers, rather than this catch and release policy, which is just, it's an absolute disaster. They'll catch them coming across the border, and they'll say you have to show up at court at some point in the future, and they never show up at court. They just disappear into the population, and that's the end of it. And you're right. Either those internment camps don't really exist, or it could also be that there are simply too many illegal immigrants to put them in there, because there are a lot of illegal immigrants. And, of course, the camps just sitting there is only half the problem, because then if you put the illegal immigrants in there, you have to start staffing it up with guards, bring in water, food, medical supplies, and so forth. So it's an ugly situation. Basically, the way that we solve the immigration problem is we start enforcing Title VIII. Anybody in the United States that aids, shelters, or employs an illegal immigrant gets to go to jail. You shut off the flow of free stuff, the flow of goodies, the illegal immigrants will stay home, because that's what's luring them here. Back home, they have to work for a living. They come up here, and as long as they vote Democratic, they're going to get free stuff. All right, the phone lines are now open, and we're going to get back to the news here. We're still talking about what's going on over in Israel. And apparently Israeli forces and the Israeli civil administration have now cut the water supply to 2,600 Palestinians living in communities in Bardala village in the Jordan Valley. And basically that's about 60% of the residents. And Israeli forces also cut off water supplies for 1,800 to 2,000 dunams. That's about little under 500 acres of Palestinian agricultural lands that must be continuously irrigated. So the crops that are on those plots of land, they're going to dry out and die. Now, Israel claims that water sources in the area are illegal. And, of course, the locals are saying that can't be true, because the water comes from wells in the village and inside Palestinian lands. Okay, now then. All righty. The Israeli military censor banned, partially redacted, more than 3,000 news items in 2018, and basically prohibited the publication of 363 news articles. So there's a lot of censorship going on over in Israel. And a lot of people are starting to ask, as growing awareness of what's going on in Palestine spreads among the population, they're saying, why isn't the corporate media reporting on this? And so this article over in Al Jazeera basically saying that the corporate media is just as compromised by Israel as the United States government. They're afraid of being called anti-Semites. They're afraid of losing their jobs. It really is. We're living under puppet rule here. Okay. Apparently, this AIPAC affiliate group, Citizens for a Nuclear-Free Iran, paid $60,000 to a group that engages in anti-Muslim extremism. And now this Citizens for a Nuclear-Free Iran was launched in the summer of 2015 to rally opposition to the Iran deal. They paid the money to the Center for Security Policy, a Middle East policy news and analysis site, which has been cranking out anti-Muslim news ever since, which is gobbled up and regurgitated by the corporate media and some of the less enlightened independent media. So if anti-Muslim sentiment was the motive for the New Zealand shooting, then AIPAC is at least partly to blame for creating that climate of anti-Muslim bigotry. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Okay, the corporate foundations of Verizon, Pfizer, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, American Express, and J.P. Morgan Chase have collectively given over $25,000 to U.S. nonprofits that send money to the illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Now, $25,000 isn't much, but still the optics on it are not very good. Charity begins at home, for one thing, and there's a lot of people in this country who need help. All right, there's an organization over in Germany called Jewish Voice for a Just Peace in the Middle East, and they received a peace prize from the city of Göttingen. And this organization supports the Palestinian call for boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. And, of course, the German Jews receiving this award triggered a firestorm of protest from prominent Jewish leaders saying, well, these are the wrong kind of Jews. They're self-hating Jews. They're anti-Semites. That you're not a real Jew unless you side with the agenda of crushing out Palestine. So apparently this is not the first time the organization is targeted for its Palestinian solidarity. Back in 2016, after an incitement campaign by the government of Israel and its local supporters, the bank account for the organization was closed. This was, in fact, the first time in the post-World War II era that an account held by a Jewish organization in Germany was closed. And it was explained to them it was for political reasons. If they would rescind their support for BDS, they could reopen the account. Only after a massive protest campaign was the account reopened. It's another reason not to keep your money in the banks here. I mean, even the banks are getting into this idea of weaponizing money, weaponizing your money. Yes, we have your money now, but we're not going to give it back until you swear allegiance to Israel or you vote the straight Democratic ticket or you do this or you do that. Apparently, there has been another shooting, and it's up in Utrecht, and it involves this 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökmen Tanis. He's the chief suspect. He did make his escape, but he opened fire on this trolley car, if you will, and police are saying to stay away. Now, originally they said it was an act of terror. Now they've backed off. They think it may have actually been more of a personal dispute. South Korea is saying that there is no sign of an imminent North Korea missile launch. This is coming from South Korea's defense chief and basically saying that, yes, they're refurbishing the facilities at the launch site, but there's no sign of any missiles actually being present, let alone being fueled and hoisted into position. Here in the United States, the head of Army Materiel Command said recently that he is putting a high priority on munitions readiness to make sure Army units are prepared for the next war. Basically, the wars we've already gone through apparently used up all the bullets. And so they're going on a buying spree. And this article actually says, Pernas' comments come at a time when the Army continues to replenish its ammunition stocks as it prepares to face an equally formidable foe such as Russia or China on the battlefield. So that's where they're going. Meanwhile, over at the Air Force, they're asking for 4,400 more airmen and a new F-15EX fighter. That's in their new budget request. And they want more money for ongoing research programs such as the B-21 long-range strike bomber project. So it's just huge, huge amounts of money. Apparently, these eight F-15EX fighters will cost just slightly over $1 billion, and they're meant to replace the older F-15C and D Eagle fleet. Over in Great Britain, more than 10,000 military personnel, 35 warships, 5 submarines, and 59 aircraft and helicopters from 13 countries will take part in Exercise Joint Warrior until the 11th of April. And the aim of Joint Warrior is to allow the British Royal Navy, Army, Royal Air Force, and their allies to conduct joint operations involving different forces and units and against a range of current and future threats. Well, we know what they mean by the threat here. Article coming out of the Daily Mail. Watch out, Putin. Huge American B-52s that can carry nuclear weapons land at Royal Air Force Base as part of the largest U.S. bomber deployment to the U.K. since the Iraq War. And they had photos and videos, and look at these beautiful aircraft just, you know, landing at the RAF Fairford in Gloucestershire. I think this brings the total number of these B-52s in Great Britain to 6, which is a lot. Okay, let me just get a little sip of water here. And let's get to the domestic politics. Okay, this is a story which I'm sure the corporate media is glad they've got New Zealand to report on, because they wouldn't want to report on this one. A federal judge has now ordered multiple senior Obama administration officials, State Department officials, and former Hillary Clinton aides Thursday to provide answers under oath to questions requested by Judicial Watch after a roughly 4-year court battle. Judicial Watch is doing the heavy lifting here. They've been fighting this for 4 years, and the judge finally said, yes, these questions do need to be asked. And under oath. So this could get very, very interesting. Colorado is now the 12th Democratic state to support ditching the Electoral College. And how they're going to get around the Electoral College, they can't change the Constitution. But all of these other states, these 12 states, they're passing measures to basically say whoever gets the popular vote gets all their Electoral College votes. It's a way of basically bypassing the Electoral College. And they're still throwing tantrums over Hillary's defeat. Now, the Electoral College prevents areas with massive populations, such as New York and California, from deciding who leads the rest of the country. And this is an attempt to destroy our electoral process simply because the Democrats to this day are incapable of accepting the words President Donald J. Trump. Now, former ESPN anchor Jemele Hill, infamous for anti-Trump tweets, says the Electoral College was created to preserve slavery. No, it wasn't, because the Electoral College was created when the nation was founded. And yes, slavery was legal back then, but it wasn't a widespread institution. It's just amazing here. I mean, if it's, you know, popular vote, it's going to change the way campaigns are being run. If you live in a low population state, you will never see the candidates. They're going to be campaigning in the big cities, the urban centers, just getting the votes. any way that they can. And they'll ignore everybody in flyover country. Now, back in 2016, it has to be remembered, Trump and Clinton knew going in what the rules were, including the Electoral College. And Trump designed his campaign around the reality of having to win the electoral vote, not the popular vote. And Hillary Clinton, when she lost, just threw a tantrum, wanted to go back and change the rules retroactively, even tried to hijack the Electoral College, convince the electors, you know, not to vote for Trump, but to vote for her. Very spiteful lady here. All righty. As you know, there is a big argument brewing over the excessive control that social media platforms are exercising, and they're showing rank discrimination. This is Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, and Instagram. But apparently, newly appointed Trump judge, the Honorable Trevor McFadden, strained to dismiss, but without prejudice, the class action lawsuit from Freedom Watch and Laura Loomer. Now, Ms. Loomer is a conservative Jewish activist. She had been banned from social media and PayPal over her strong views about Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's links to an association with Islamic groups like the Council for American Islamic Relations, the anti-woman and homosexual dogma Islam, and Omar's hatred of Jews in Israel, as well as her overt anti-Semitism. Well, again, they're trying to say that what Omar was saying about AIPAC was anti-Semitic. No, it isn't. And more people are standing up and saying that when you're criticizing a government, it is not a slur against the people of that country. It's criticism of a government. It's criticism of individuals within that government. Now, for some bizarre reason, and this gets back to what I said, you know, be very careful about people who've got lots of gold plaques and trophies and all that stuff, because it's given to them to convince you you should pay attention. And a good example of that is that CNN just received a First Amendment award, despite their constant lobbying of tech companies to ban InfoWars and other independent media. And Tucker Carlson basically took CNN to the woodshed and their CEO, Jeff Zucker, for the absolute hypocrisy of getting a First Amendment award at the time they're trying to shut down freedom of speech all over the internet. Something funny is going on over at Fox News with Judge Jeanine Pirro. And last week, her show did not air. All Fox News will say is it was a scheduling conflict. She was preempted for reruns of some other ridiculous show. And she is not tweeting, so we don't know what's going on. But it may be a backlash from her not very well-received comments regarding Ilhan Omar. So it's amazing there. Now, Trump is on the other side of this. He's out there saying, fight hard for Jeanine Pirro. And Trump is calling on Fox News to bring back the host after her weekly program didn't air. And apparently what Pirro said that may have been the cause of this is that the fact that Ilhan Omar wears a hijab means she follows Sharia law. I don't think that's an absolute. But apparently, instead of her show, the network re-aired the documentary Scandalous, The Trial of William Kennedy Smith. I was wondering why they brought that one up. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back. Thank you.
reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I think it would be appropriate at this time to extend our thanks to all those people who have been donating and continue to do so, because to be blunt about it, if you hadn't been donating, we wouldn't be here anymore. It is that tight. And Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com exist because of you, and of course exist for you, to keep you informed so you can make good choices. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. I thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. It really is that close. All right. Trump has basically stirred up a hornet's nest over the late Senator John McCain, and basically has prompted tweets by McCain's friends, family, and former colleagues trying to defend him and coming up with this idea. Well, you know, he's dead now. We shouldn't say bad things about the dead. Well, I don't think being dead excuses your bad behavior. I mean, look how they're still railing about Adolf Hitler, and he's been dead for a very long time. But apparently what happened is that some court documents have surfaced confirming that McCain and one of his aides were involved in spreading that bogus Trump dossier that helped kick off all these ridiculous investigations. Now, Christopher Steele has admitted that the entire idea for the dossier came from a report published by CNN iReport. Now, you may remember this. CNN stopped doing this, but it was basically CNN's user-generated news site, and stories on iReport were submitted by citizen journalists, and they were not edited, fact-checked, or screened in any way before being published. You could put up a story there saying that the world had come to an end and it would have gone right through. And Steele acknowledged under questioning that he'd used a July 28, 2009 report published on iReport to substantiate claims he made about internet hosting company Webzilla and its alleged Kremlin ties. However, he is insisting that he thought iReport boasted the same thorough journalistic standards as CNN, which is to say, not many at all, despite their First Amendment award here. Now, Donald Trump Jr. has authored an op-ed piece basically saying it's time to wake up. Conservatives face a tough fight as big tech's censorship expands. And he's saying our right to freely engage in public discourse through speech is under sustained attack, necessitating a vigorous defense against the major social media and internet platforms that are engaging in this bias. And he's talking about shadow bans, demonetization of YouTube videos, ads pulled for Republican candidates at the critical juncture of election campaigns, the list of violations against online practices and speech of conservatives is very, very long. And then he talks about how the fact that he recently discovered that Instagram was censoring his posts. He wrote a post about the Jussie Smollett hoax, and apparently Facebook censored it. Instagram is owned by Facebook. Instagram is owned by Facebook. And basically, he heard from hundreds of his followers about having problems seeing, liking, or being able to interact with his posts. And many of them even claimed that they'd had to repeatedly refollow him because Instagram kept unfollowing people. I mean, that's just right out there, you know, in your face. And it's a mess, and I'm wondering why Trump isn't doing anything about it. Because as things stand right now, if the social media had been this biased and controlling in 2016, Hillary would be in the White House. And the fact that they're doing this right now is another indicator to me that she might step back on in, that she's at least thinking about it. Now, I know that there was recently a poll about potential Democratic nominees in 2020, and Hillary was on that list way, way down toward the bottom. And I've noticed that she's not on subsequent polls that they're running, which show Biden consistently in the lead here. But it is a problem. The American people need to be able to share information freely with each other about what's going on in the world of politics or the world of health or the world of anything else. And right now, we can't. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio is out there. He's one of this Democratic clown car full of potential 2020 nominees. He's off to a rocky start because yesterday he had an event up in Concord, New Hampshire. He wanted to hold a roundtable on mental health. And there was like about 20 people, including the 14 people sitting on the panel. There were 6 people in the audience, and there were also an additional 6 reporters. So he's not exactly pulling the crowd in. At some point, we're going to start seeing some dropouts. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand officially launches her 2020 presidential run with an announcement video hitting out at Trump as she declares, "Brave doesn't spread hate, cloud truth, or build a wall." We need that wall. We really do. Okay, we're going to grab a phone call here from Mark in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. How are you doing? I wanted to kind of address this censorship because this is, I never thought in my life I would see the kind of crap that they're pulling right now. I really don't. I mean, they arrest a 14-year-old kid for spreading a video. Really?
Yes.
And I'll tell you what's been done to me. They've totally... My old Facebook pages are gone. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to do nothing. They just poofed them. I do a lot of work with a ministry that we give money to. They go to these slave auctions in the Middle East, mainly in Pakistan, and they buy these young kids that are, you know, being auctioned off, and then they smuggle them out and get them west where they're, you know, no longer going to be victims of this crap. They deleted those
pages.
Well,
that's a very noble thing to do, and I applaud you.
Well, that, but I mean, I'd like to post that stuff because there are other people that, and, you know, it's not one of those deals where you put a lot of money in, you maybe $20 a week or something. And, I mean, they proof them every time. They just totally make them disappear. I don't understand what there's a bias. I'm a Christian. I don't force my beliefs on anybody else, but I really do see an anti-Christian bias by Facebook.
Yeah. Well, we're not just Facebook. I mean, the corporate media, I mean, you know, this New Zealand tragedy is getting a lot of play all over the world. But I think it was just last week there was an incident where a whole bunch of Christians, something like 20 or 30 of them, got killed. And it scarcely got mentioned.
Yeah, in 7 days it's been 120 now. I kind of keep up on that stuff.
Okay.
You know, the persecuted church. And I know you're not a Christian. Definitely not going to try to convince you otherwise, but if you, you know, maybe, I don't think you do Facebook either, but you can get on websites called the Persecuted Church and stuff, and they kind of keep up on that stuff. And it's definitely biased. I find it to be disgusting. If I were a transsexual with one leg who, you know, wore a dress everywhere I went, now that's good news, but, you know, trying to save kids from the auction block, that's not good news. That's something that needs to be banned. I don't understand the thinking. It's like I told my girlfriend. She kind of has a similar belief system to you, that Satan is the king of this world, and there's a lot of people helping him out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason that they may not be covering the slave auctions in Pakistan is Pakistan is at least nominally a U.S. ally. And the media doesn't say bad things about U.S. allies. There's a lot of stuff going on in Saudi Arabia that would shock Americans. But because Saudi Arabia is our friend, it doesn't get reported. They report when the bad stuff happens in countries we don't like or plan to attack, then it'll get headline treatment.
Yeah. Egypt and Libya are also having very similar problems. They're running thousands of people across those slave blocks, you know. Slavery is just really, in my book, a really bad thing, especially when there's kids involved, you know.
I agree, because, you know, you have to wonder who would buy a child slave, and I imagine probably for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and I don't understand, you know, I don't know how you can force a company like Facebook to be impartial, or Twitter. I deleted my Twitter account finally after they banned Alex Jones. I do keep my Facebook because I do, it's how I keep in contact with family members, with the family I had left. But I don't see how you could force them. There's maybe an internet bill of rights of some sort where there's a First Amendment involved. I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure it's a First Amendment issue. It's a question of, you know, who's controlling the flow of information. And for what reasons? Usually it's political or monetary. But there's a lot of evil going on in the world right now. And it's very sad to see. And you have to wonder what's happening to our civilization. Are we, in fact, descending into a new dark age?
I firmly believe that. I do. There's just, so, like you said, evil, and I know you're an atheist, but you recognize there is good and evil, I think, in this world.
Oh, yeah, and no question. No question about it.
Yeah, I think at one point we were good. We were a good, decent society as far as Americans go, and they flipped it just like a pancake. What's good is evil, and what's evil is good.
Yep, it is.
All right, my friend, I appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome. It's a tragedy to watch it happen, and I've mentioned many times over my 60-plus years, I've watched this country deteriorate, and it's like watching a beloved family member succumbing to a slow disease that has no cure, and it's just a tragedy, and it's a heartbreak. It really is. Okay, Democratic candidate for president and establishment punching bag, Tulsi Gabbard is taking heat on Twitter for daring to suggest that the Russiagate scandal could be pushing the U.S. and Russia toward a dangerous new Cold War. Yeah. Absolutely. So Gabbard is saying calling Trump a Putin puppet is dangerous and stupid. And immediately people on Twitter were saying, well, Tulsi Gabbard is a Putin puppet. That's the only possible reason she could be defending Donald Trump, because, you know, those puppets, they stick together here. But we're seeing the tensions being fanned up. And we're in a new Cold War. And the big question is, how do we keep it from going hot? Boy, do you remember when the Soviet Union collapsed and everybody thought, wow, this is going to be a golden time. There's going to be a peace dividend. We don't have to spend all that money on weapons of war any longer. We can spend it on the roads and the schools and the hospitals and the dams. And the military-industrial complex, oh, no, no, no. They didn't want to give up that money. So we've had conflict all around the world ever since, and now we're back to sneering at the Chinese and the Russians. Okay, a former member of the Federal Election Commission has called for an investigation into alleged campaign finance violations by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her top aide, Saikat Chakrabarty. And the Daily Caller News Foundation reported last week that Ocasio-Cortez and Chakrabarty have since December of 2017 held legal authority over Justice Democrats, the outside pack that has been credited with manufacturing her upset primary victory over incumbent Democrat Joe Crowley in June of last year. So the Conservative National Legal and Policy Center also filed an FEC complaint this week. So she may be in a little bit of trouble for that. Now, here's another revelation here. Ocasio-Cortez, Green New Deal. Huzzah, huzzah. It's a wonderful, modern, forward-thinking plan. Actually, no. It turns out that her Green New Deal was copied from a 2009 United Nations Environment Program report. So the Green New Deal is not a new movement of the people, but a crafty creation of a small group of global elite working through the United Nations. I'm starting to like Lindsey Graham again. He wants to know whether the Department of Justice literally plotted a coup against Trump. And he sent out an open letter last Friday requesting documents related to an alleged discussion between senior officials about removing President Donald Trump. And, of course, you know, Trump is always at odds with senior federal officials. They've got this investigation into him that's been ongoing for a long time here. But apparently, the Department of Justice officials at one time discussed whether they should remove him from office. And Lindsey Graham wants to know just how that conversation went down. Now, I don't know how well the conversation was documented, if there was a transcript or if there were notes. Frankly, it sounds like the kind of thing where you'd step out of the building and you'd go down to the bar and grill at the end of the street into a back booth and have that kind of a talk. But I know Lindsey Graham's going to get a fight. They're not going to want to talk to him about any of this stuff. He may have to basically launch an investigation and put them all under oath. Okay, Republican leaders in the House of Representatives gathered outside the Capitol building on Wednesday to announce the party's new strategy to bring anti-infanticide legislation to the floor after House Democrats rejected a vote 17 times. If you want a picture of the Democratic Party, there it is, aborting a baby right at the moment of birth. They're all on board with this. We've had a number of states passed virtually identical bills saying the same thing, that babies can be aborted right up to the moment of birth. And I think that's just absolutely horrific. Now, Beto O'Rourke is out there, and he broke the one-day fundraising record, beating all of his Democratic rivals. Pulled in quite a bit of cash here. But Beto has some skeletons in his closet, because it turns out that in his youth, he was a member of a hacker group, a notorious hacker group known as the Cult of the Dead Cow. They've been around for a very, very long time. And he was a member of this hacking group. And apparently, Reuters had the story. And they sat on it until after the Senate race. So, again, politics and corruption. Apparently, Beto, when he was 26-year-old, had a DWI. And apparently, the GOP got his mugshot, and they used it as an illustration for an ad, Drink Responsibly on St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, the Democrats are out there saying, well, you're peddling anti-Irish stereotypes by posting Beto O'Rourke's mugshot. All right. Here's an interesting situation. Somebody actually did a study ranking the intolerance of various counties. And surprisingly, it turns out the most intolerant county is not down in the Deep South. It's actually up in Massachusetts. And 95% of the residents identify as Democrats. Okay, so let's talk about the economic news here. We have had two of the greatest bull markets in U.S. history, but why are the boomers so broke? And this is coming from Jeff Desjardins of Visual Capitalist. And he wrote in this post saying, while it's true that putting your money on the line is never easy, the historical record of the stock market is virtually irrefutable. U.S. markets have consistently performed over long holding periods, even going back to the 19th century. And so part of the problem may be that young millennials, baby boomers, have been caught up in this day trading where they're buying and selling and trying to flip the stocks and ride the spread. And they can wind up, basically with an even return or a zero return. The other problem, of course, is the market itself is being rigged, and they're using market forces to drive the prices of the stocks up, but not their value, not their dividends. So it's another place where things are being rigged. Okay, India is mulling rupee payments to continue purchasing Venezuelan oil. India's Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has advised private refiners, Reliance Industry, and Nayara Energy to avoid making payment for Venezuelan crude imports through channels that are likely to be impacted by U.S. sanctions. And so they're getting ready to set up. It's still in the initial stage, but they're getting ready to set up a trading system based on the rupee. And this is what's happening all over the world. The more the United States weaponizes the dollar, the more people are going to turn away from it. Right now, the United States economy is dependent on the world using the U.S. dollar for a small interest charge. And yet they're engaged in policies that are driving people away from the dollar. The de-dollarization of the world is continuing. And we can all see in the long run where this is headed. There's going to be a dollar crash. Okay, Donald Trump apparently got on the phone with General Motors CEO demanding that General Motors reopen the Ohio auto plant, which laid off 1,700 workers. And apparently it was a heated phone call. And there were also a lot of tweets on Saturday and Sunday. And the CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra, is saying, you know, it's the United Auto Workers Union. It just makes it too expensive. And Trump said, I don't care, just get it open. That's not really a good way to be a leader. A good leader is more of a salesman than anything else. You got to persuade. You got to find a solution. Whatever happened to win-win? Now, I know a lot of people are very angry with General Motors because they got bailed out at taxpayer expense and then turned around and started closing the factories. Okay, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting into the issue of immigration. Apparently, the health care costs for the illegal aliens in ICE custody are running $250 million annually, every single year, to provide medical, dental, mental health care for illegal aliens and border crossers. And to me, this is obscene for two reasons. One, why is the United States government obliged to provide dental and mental health care for illegal aliens. I understand in the case of contagious diseases that something has to be done. And where is the free medical and dental and mental health care for some of our homeless veterans? It seems like the government's priorities are really, really messed up on that one. Another little story. This one is coming from spiritualvigor.com. Family begs for justice after illegal immigrant decapitates son in hit and run. And it's another argument for building the wall. The family of a man who was struck and killed by an illegal alien in September watched as the alien was sentenced Friday to up to 33 months in prison for a hit and run causing death. I think it should be for a lot longer. I think he should be deported. He should be deported. Okay, the latest monkey wrench in the gears of Brexit is that Italy is going to block a delay of Brexit. And Salvini plans Eurosceptic favor to Farage. So Mr. Brock, who's a close ally of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, insisted there were very different views across the EU over Theresa May's request to extend the bloc's Article 50 exit clause. But any Brexit delay will require a unanimous decision by all leaders at the European Council summit, which is going to be this Thursday. And it looks like Italy is going to vote it down. So it will happen. It will happen. Out here in Hawaii, this should have been up under economy. But we have this light rail system. And it is years behind schedule. It is billions over budget. It's just resulted in the roadways underneath where the track's going. They're full of potholes. We can't even drive on them with Claire. Her back gets sore. There's apparently a federal investigation of the rail project now. And as a result, rail invoices are not going to be paid until this mess gets sorted out, which means the entire project may come to a screeching halt. And frankly, there were a lot of people around here who were saying they doubted this thing was ever going to be completed. And we were going to be left with these very unsightly tracks all over the southern edge of the island, not to mention the damage to the roadways and the loss of lanes. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.